This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ilahal Alameen. Wabihi Nasta'een. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala khatamil anbiya'i wa imamil mursaleen. Nabiyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla wa anta taj'alul hazna idha shi'ta sahla. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. The trend today is to look at what the next man has. So the idea is to pick up your phone, take it out of your pocket, open up an app, and look at the lives of others, to monitor their lives, to watch what they're up to, what they have, what Allah has bestowed them with. And the idea, the last thing on our minds, is to say, let me look at what Allah has given me and what Allah has bestowed upon me. So all of these social media apps are there for you to look at and say, wow, look at his life. Look at the car he's driving. Look at his wife. Look at his children. Look at his business. Look at everything he has. That's what social media is training us to do. The messages that we receive on WhatsApp about another person's life. He's driving a Lamborghini. He's driving a Ferrari. When will I have that in my life? Yet we don't look at the fact that we're breathing here right now. We're healthy. We're strong. We have a meal to eat today. We have our family surrounding us. We don't look at any of that. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us to look at what we have and to appreciate it and look at those who are beneath us, those who have less than us. انظروا إلى من هو دونكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم. Look at those beneath you. Look at those who have less than you. And don't look at those who have more than you. Why? فهو أو فهي أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله عليكم. So that will actually make you more prone to not being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become more grateful. Why? I am driving. I look at the man who's riding a bicycle. The man who's riding a bicycle should look at the man who's walking. The one who's walking should look at the man who has no feet. The one who can't walk for himself. Every single one of us has been blessed in some way, shape or form. And every single one of us is tested in some way, shape or form. No matter how much you look at that person, his Lamborghini, his Ferrari, his wife, his children, they will never be yours because they were never decreed to be yours. What's yours is what was decreed to be yours. So look at what you have. Appreciate what you have. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given you. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says.
وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا.
And don't look at what we have given them of the different types of the beauty of this world. It's only the beauty of this world. Mad, which is the word that is used for looking in this case, means to have a gaze, a stare, looking at that and saying, I wish I had what he had. And this is what social media has done to us. What do? You pick up your phone, you open your Instagram and go onto your feed. What do you see? Somebody else's life. The next post is another person's life and the following one is another person's life. And All of that is only the beautiful aspects of their lives. So the man lived in a hut his entire life and he saved up every penny that he had and then decided to go on a trip with his wife one day when he was 50 years old and he hit the beach in Maldives and you're looking at that and saying, wow, look at his life. You don't know the struggle that he's gone through to get to that point. You don't know what problems he has in his life right now. Perhaps his marriage is falling apart. Perhaps he has cancer and he's dying, so he's decided that, you know what, everything that I have, I'm going to take and enjoy the rest of my life. It's only 6 months I've got to live. Why not? But we don't see that. Perhaps the person he's with right now may end up being his downfall. We don't see that. We only look at the beautiful picture that they paint on their profiles. Which one of us? And let's apply this to ourselves. Which one of us goes onto Instagram and puts up the day that we're sick and we look like we're dying? Hey guys, I'm dying here. Yeah. No, nobody does that. Nobody does that. The minute we're out and, you know, sometimes the car doesn't even belong to us and you find the man, you know, he's got his arm on the car there and he's saying, hey, check out my ride, right? So you want to portray an image of your life sometimes that you don't even have. And somebody else is looking at that man and saying, wow, Lamborghini. That man doesn't even own a bicycle. Allahu Akbar. So sometimes it's not even real. In fact, most of the time, it's not even real. Some of the cars that you see these people driving are actually leased out, rented for the day, for 2 days, for 5 days. And they do it simply so that they can garner attention online and sell something to you. So the world that is being painted out there for our eyes to see and absorb is actually a very false world. And this is in the line of thinking with the coming of the Dajjal, with the coming of the deceiver. Why? Because the deceiver will actually portray an image that is not the reality. You see, he will come and say, I am Allah. I am your Lord, the Most High. Worship me. And if you render acts of worship to me, then I will give you of this world. He'll command the earth to grow some crops and it will grow. He'll command the rain to rain down and it will rain down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us through the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الدَّجَّالَ أَعْوَرُ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرُ. Dajjal is such that he is squint-eyed and he is matmusul ayn. One eye is actually wiped off. He can't see with it. And the other eye is like a bulging grape. And your Rabb is not awar. Your Rabb is not squint-eyed. Your Rabb has not got an eye that is like a bulging grape. So Dajjal will come to portray this facade of beauty of this dunya. And you worship me, I'll give you of it. So all of this falls into line with that. It's preparing for Dajjal and his coming. And what happens when you look at the social media and you live your life wanting another person's life, your entire life? You never live. You never live. Because you're never in the moment. You're never happy. You're never grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So you're constantly wanting from the time that you understand and you can see and you can comprehend from that time until the day that you die, you never live content. You never live happy. And do you know what the beauty of it is? If you look at those who are out there and have everything, look at the most wealthy man on earth today. The entire earth and everything it has, he's tasted of it, you know, most of that which he can enjoy, he's enjoyed of. But he's not happy. He's not fulfilled. He's not content. Why? Why? The question is why? Because the dunya will never be enough. The dunya will never be enough. You see, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب لأحب أن يكون له واديان. That if the son of Adam had one valley full of gold, You know, 1 kg of gold today is worth maybe $55,000, $52,000, $53,000. If he had a valley full of gold, he would have loved for himself to have 2 valleys full of gold. You have a valley full of gold. You have billions. What do you want 2 for? But it will not be enough. That 2 valleys will also not be enough. وَلَنْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ And nothing will fill his mouth except for dust. The day that he is dead, buried, gone, dead, gone, dead, over, that's the day. That's the day that, now I've had enough of the dunya. But it's too late then. It's too late then to say, let me fill my heart with contentment. Let me be happy for what Allah has given me. Because now you're gone. The time for contentment is gone. That valley of gold that was yours, those 2 valleys of gold that is yours, is no longer yours. It's being used by somebody else. It's being enjoyed by somebody else. So was that wealth ever yours? And this is what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the son of Adam will only have وَهَلْ لَكَ مِن مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ Is your wealth anything except for that which you ate and it was passed out? It's over. So that which you ate is your wealth. أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ Or you wore it and it became worn and torn, raggedy, tatty, and it's over. أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ Or you gave a sadaqah for it, and you took it into the akhirah with you. So your wealth is not everything you have. Some of your wealth, if you are a rich man, will hit your account, leave your account, and you would have not benefited from it in any way whatsoever. Yes, maybe you bought a property so that property is added to your portfolio, that property will now pay you rental that you will never ever use, you will never utilize. So was it ever your wealth? If you never used it, then who did it belong to? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that wealth is actually the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why when He encourages us to give others, وَآتُوا مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ And give them from the wealth of Allah. The wealth of who? The wealth of Allah that He has given you. He lent it to you for a short period of time. You have access to it for 60, 70, 90 years. That's it. After which, it's no longer yours. So, our attitude to our wealth, our lives, other people's lives needs to change. It needs to change from an attitude of wanting and lusting after what others have to that of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. When you're grateful for what you have, the beauty of it is you turn your back away from the dunya towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you do this, Allah throws the dunya at your feet. It becomes easy for you. All along you ran after it, you chased it, you lusted for it, you wanted it so desperately, and it kept running further and further away. And one of the scholars of the past actually mentioned, he said that the dunya is like your shadow. The dunya is like your shadow. Run after it and it will keep running further away from you. And run away from it and it will run after you. Allahu Akbar. When we leave the dunya, leave it. We don't care about it. Yes, I'm not saying don't go out there and don't work and don't provide for your family. I'm not saying that. But don't hold it in your heart. Do all of that. Work hard to build this dunya. No problem. Do all of it. There's nothing wrong with that. Go to your businesses. Build an empire. Why not? The Sahaba did it. Why not? But don't hold it in your heart. The day you lose it, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave it to me. Allah took it away from me. It's okay. We'll start again. Which one of us would have this attitude? We lose 100,000, a million, and oh my God, we've got 10. But we lose one and oh my God, I don't know what's happened. Look at this musibah, it's so bad. We can't take it. Why? Because we're attached. We're attached to the dunya. Don't attach your heart to the dunya. And this is why we say to those who say, let me wear raggedy clothes and forget about eating good in this world and being, you know, having a good, comfortable lifestyle. Let me forget about it and go into the bush and live there. Such a person is not a zahid. It's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of you. You're not achieving anything by doing that. Nothing at all. The sahaba would have done it if that was the way to go. But the man who does what he has to do, provides for his family, tries to provide for his family, works hard for this dunya, but at the end of the day, it's not in his heart. It's not in his heart. That is zuhd. When you remove the dunya from your heart, where you say, I don't care if I lose these Lamborghinis, because Allah gave them to me. So that's the goal, which is to remove the dunya from your heart. And say, Alhamdulillah, I started with nothing. Allah brought me here. He took me back down to my knees. I have nothing. Alhamdulillah, you're still grateful. You're still smiling. You're still okay. Why? Because it's only the dunya. It becomes a real musibah, a real test, a real trial and tribulation when that is in your deen. Why? Because now you're moving away from Allah. You're leaving and forsaking that which is everlasting, which will last forever and ever and ever. Did you forget that you see people being buried every day? That is the reality of this world. The reality is that we shall leave it ultimately. We shall go to a place that is forever. Have you forgotten that? Have you forsaken that for this dunya, for a few moments of enjoyment? So don't let the dunya creep into your heart. The world wants to tell you to love what another man has, to look at what another man has. The social media apps are telling you to look at their lives. Don't look at their lives. Look at what you have. Focus on what you have. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given you. Look at those who are beneath you, lower than you in social standing, financial status. They have less. Give them. Be good and kind to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change your life around. The beauty of it, and I'll end with this, is that لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will increase you. So as you become grateful, Allah gives you even more. Allah gives you barakah. Allah gives you happiness. Allah gives you contentment. That is what we should be really looking for. That is what we should be chasing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us gratitude, the ability to thank Him at all times.